good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. Well, it's been a very interesting week here, and in the 11th hour, my website came back up, so I'm very happy. So hopefully you're going to get a chance to take a look at the new multimedia website that I have. I'm very excited about it, and lots of opportunity for you to log in and connect. So tonight, we have two guests. If you look on my website, it says Linda Rasico, who's here right now. So welcome, Linda.
Well, hi.
Unfortunately, Stephanie Cookson can't come because of a personal matter of a death. So we wish her well and hope she's back into great spirits. So instead, we have Tim White back with us, and we'll get to him later. So, again, welcome, Linda.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So, Linda, let's talk a little bit about your journey, and then we'll talk about the exciting things you're doing, because I do like what you do. So,
great. I like what I do, too.
That's good.
Okay, my journey. Wow. Where do I start? I don't know. I worked in the corporate environment for 26 and a half years, and I think probably about 17 years ago, I think when my grandfather passed away, it was the first person that I was really close to that passed away. And I started to really wonder, what's it all about? I didn't understand life. And I was a little embarrassed about just thinking, well, what was my grandfather's life about? And what's my life about? Mm. And from there, there was a girl that I was working with, and she wanted to go to a yoga class, and she didn't want to go alone, so she said, do you want to come along? And I said, sure, great, okay, so I'll go. And that was my introduction to Kundalini Yoga. And after the first class, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I had a profound shift or awakening or whatever, and I loved it. And at that time too, she introduced me to Bart Smith. She wanted to
I've
go
heard
to,
of him.
You have, eh?
I have, yeah.
She wanted to go for a reading but didn't want to go by herself. And so I went with her to her reading, and I sat in her reading. And from there, I ended up doing a channeling course with Bart Smith, and that introduced me to just the awareness of energy and how we take on other people's energy, and I had no concept of that. That was just it opened my eyes to something really different, because I always associated all these feelings in my body as my own, and came to realize that not necessarily, that it's other people's energy, so that other people's energy does affect us. And I didn't know that. So from there, I don't know if it was around that time or a little bit before, I had seen a show on PBS with Deepak Chopra. And he was talking about us being dust. And that was just like, what? It was all new. It was all new, this whole new way of looking at the self or myself or being human and all of that stuff. So that really started me on a journey of exploring, you know, just taking all kinds of different courses and trying to get to know myself. Because I think after my grandfather died, I went through a period of depression, and I really was searching for something I didn't know, or truth, or whatever it was. And I just ended up taking courses with Deepak. I went to India and did a course called Seduction of Spirit in India. And that was something that was really, because I went by myself, and I never in my entire life ever thought that I would be able to travel by myself to India for a month. That was something that never would have happened if prior to all of this.
Wow.
Also, in saying that, there was a book that really, really changed things for me, and that was Conversations with God, An Uncommon Dialogue, book number one. It really gave me a sense of faith, because I wasn't brought up with religion or anything like that, but I think I was searching for something, and it really gave me a sense of faith and a belief in myself, and that really allowed me to have that feeling of security when I traveled by myself to India. And it was a spiritual journey for me, and it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And I just, I don't know, I just kept going, taking different workshops and courses and really exploring the self and the mind. And I've always been interested in what makes us tick, what makes people tick, you know, what makes one person see one situation one way and another person see the same situation in a completely different way. So I just kept taking courses, and I started going for readings with Bart Smith, who channels Dr. Williams, and I started doing readings, and at one point, Dr. Williams said that I needed to go back to school, and I was like, what? I don't want to go to school. I was doing accounting. In the corporate world, I was doing accounting for a big telecommunications company, and I had moved up gradually within the company, and I thought, oh, he wants me to go back to school and do accounting, and I really didn't want to do accounting, so I didn't listen to him for 3 years. And then one session that I went to, and I realized that I knew he was going to say I had to go to school. I knew it was time for me to move forward in some way. I didn't know how or what. And he did say that I had to go back to school. And I said, well, what am I supposed to take? What am I supposed to do? And I thought he was going to say accounting. And I was like, please, no, please, no. But he said I needed to take psychology. Hmm. And that would never, ever have entered my mind that I would take psychology. And I was like, what? Where do I go? And he said U of T. And at that point, I was of the belief that if you put out energy and nothing comes back, that whichever way you're looking or trying to go, it just isn't right. So just relax, release it to the universe, and something will come. And one day I was walking out of the Omega bookstore, and I just happened to turn my head as I was going out, and I looked over, and there was this brochure, and I don't know, for some reason I walked over to see what it was, and it was a brochure for the Transformational Arts College, and I opened it up, and I started to read what their programs were, and I thought, oh, this is it. It just resonated with me, the teaching to become a spiritual psychotherapist and all of the courses just really, I don't know, I felt it. I felt that it was right for me, and that's what I needed to do. So needless to say, I went back to Dr. Williams and said, is this what I should be doing? And definitely, he said, definitely. And I loved the course. I absolutely loved it. It brought out so much more awareness to the self, to healing, to the energy centers within our bodies, with also medical intuition, understanding things that manifest physically within the body and the emotional components that are related to it. So I took that course, and I got certified as a spiritual psychotherapist. And also after, I guess about, I don't know, about 10 years after I had started Kundalini Yoga, I had been doing it on and off. I decided that I would get the teacher training. So I did that and became a certified Kundalini Yoga teacher from the teachings of Yogi Bhajan. And I guess after 26 and a half years in the corporate environment, there was a lot of changes going on in my company. I had gone through a lot of emotional stuff through working in the corporate world. There's so many changes. Our company had been bought out, and I had an opportunity to leave and have a severance, and I thought this would be perfect timing for me to go out and start my my psychotherapy practice and my yoga practice. And here I am.
That's great. Now that's a good story. I like that. So of the two, and I think you combine them now, but of the two, which is more your passion? What do you connect with more?
It's hard to say. I think I really connect with both of them. I mean, Kundalini yoga is such a powerful technology. It just takes simple things to really shift your awareness in the moment, to shift your mood, to shift. It can help you out of depression. It can work with addictions. It can work with physical ailments. It's such a scientific technology. And one thing that I love about Kundalini yoga is that I love chanting. I really love chanting, and that's a part of Kundalini yoga, is sound vibration, and they use that through the shabad, through the sound, through the chants, and there are meditations, but it's the repetition of the sounds that work with the tongue and the meridians in the tongue, which hit the roof of the mouth, which change the synapses in the brain, and it's really powerful, and it's something that I love, because I always remember when I was younger, a girlfriend, my best friend at the time, she said, I guess I was singing or something like that. She goes, "You can't carry a tune." And I was devastated. So I think I stopped singing for a long, long time. And then Kundalini yoga gave me that freedom, because it wasn't about what I sounded like. It was just about connecting with the sound vibration within the body. And I'm a chanter. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Mm-hmm. And spiritual psychotherapy, wow. It's just a really profound process. And it enhances the traditional psychotherapy by allowing us to connect with the body. There's so much memory within the physical body. I can bring in meditations, visualizations in, do body psychotherapy. I also bring in a lot of the aspects of Kundalini yoga with my clients as well. So I might give them a meditation kriya, or give them some breath exercises in the session, and also to take home, because breath is so important, especially when you have anxiety, or you know, there's different breaths, just different nostril breathing that can help you with depression, or breath of fire. It's there's so many different things, and I incorporate both of them. I guess maybe Kundalini yoga is the real, real, real passion. I love it. I think it found me as opposed to me finding it.
Right. And so that, when you think of Kundalini yoga, and I know that, well, first let's talk about what Kundalini is, because I think there are a lot of listeners that don't really understand what it is. And I think, you know, when they think of Kundalini yoga, I mean, it's not, you know, because there is a lot of hatha yoga out there that is really just about postures and not spending a lot of time understanding, you know, depending on their teachers and, you know, how much teaching they took and how long they took it for. You know, sometimes they don't really go into, you know, the depth of what yoga can be about, and mm-hmm. just focus on the positions. And yoga is so much more than that. So why don't you talk a little bit about your passion for Kundalini yoga, but talk about what Kundalini is and then why it's beneficial for us. So you've talked about some of the benefits, because if you're, you know, you have anxiety or if you're depressed, but there's obviously a lot of spiritual benefits.
Well, and I guess because I feel like I'm on a spiritual journey, or I'm a spiritual person in a human journey, I guess it is. Kundalini yoga, or any yoga for that matter, is about your spirit. It's about connecting with your spirit. Yes, a lot of people out there, they go to yoga for relaxation, or some Ashtanga yoga for exercise or weight loss or whatever. And Kundalini yoga will give you all of those things. It encompasses everything: the body, the mind, the spirit. So you can go to Kundalini yoga to to find relaxation. You can also go to it for connecting with your spirit and finding that, you know, that stillness within, to go within. It also, through the kriyas, and a kriya is a series of postures which brings about a specific state change. And there's over 5,000 kriyas. Wow. This is a scientific technology. So as for me, as a teacher of Kundalini Yoga, I take it very seriously. And then I also take it very lightly, because it's scientific. It's not like I'm making it up. I follow the teachings exactly as Yogi Bhajan gave them to us. And that's how they work. And they can work on many, many levels. On a physical level, to heal, you know, flexibility of the spine, to heal, you know, to even help you with your own creativity. If you're in a creative block, you can do a kriya to help activate your creativity, which works on the energy centers or chakras within the body. And Kundalini really is, it's about awareness. The Kundalini, it's the our own awareness of ourself, our consciousness, the illusion of the monkey mind, as they talk about, you know, the illusion of all these thoughts that come in. So it's the raising of the energy. It comes from the spine, and they talk about it as a serpent or coiling of energy from the base of the spine that comes up through each energy center in the body, known as a chakra. That it's really about awareness. It's about consciousness. And no matter what, just by experiencing one kriya, that evolves your consciousness. But it also works on your physical body, your organs, your mental body. There's so many levels that it works on. And you don't have to be aware of what it's doing. It just does it. And you have a clarity. I have people that come to one class, and after, it's like, it's sort of like there was a fog behind, in front of their eyes. And then after the class, there's clarity. Everything's clearer. And they feel calmer. So it's really a technology to help us in this day and age to cope with all the things that we're going to be going through. There's so much going on in this planet of ours, and life is up and down, and it's just to facilitate that stillness within, to be able to move through life and allow it to flow, as opposed to it being really, really difficult, and to really, you know, so you're not struggling so much, that you can allow things to happen and be okay with it. It just, it's such an amazing technology. Mm. It really, really is. And people love it, or they don't, you know, it's really, and Yogi Bhajan, he always talked about it. It's really about, you have to experience it to know it. I can say all kinds of things, but until you actually do it, you won't know what the effects are. And it's really profound. And it's known as a Raj yoga. So I think Yogi Bhajan used to say something like, you could do Hatha yoga for 20 years and you could do Iyengar yoga for another 20 years, but you can do Kundalini yoga for 1 year and get the benefits of those 40 years, basically, because it's really powerful. It's really direct. So it goes right into you and it shifts you. And you can do different kriyas or meditations for 40 days, because it takes 40 days to change the patterns that have been set. And it can shift and it can change your entire life.
Hmm. And what would you say is the most beneficial when you do the yoga practices? Is it the movements? Is it the breath work? Is it the meditation? Is it the chanting?
It's all encompassing, you know, everything together. So a class consists of kriya, which is movement. It's breath. We incorporate breath in every movement that we do. every posture that we do. And the postures are movement postures with breath. And there's also meditation. And sometimes it's a breath meditation or sometimes it's a chanted meditation. Mm-hmm. So it's the, and we keep our eyes closed down. So the whole class becomes a meditation. Mm-hmm. And you can find that stillness. You can connect with that stillness within. And also, you know, unbeknownst to a lot of people, when you start doing any kind of exercise, doesn't matter if it's yoga or if it's working out at a gym or anything like that, when you start shifting your body, you're shifting emotions, you're shifting patterns or memory that's sitting in your cells. So a lot of stuff comes up, and that's where, as a therapist, I can work with people. You know, when these things start coming up for them, they're not sure what's going on, and I can work with them to let them understand what, you know, if they're working on, let's say they have a low self-esteem or something like that, so they start doing some yoga, and it might be shifting some thoughts or things in their base chakra or their second chakra because of the kriyas that we're doing, and that'll bring up stuff. And then I can work with them to work through those things or whatever. A lot of times it does shift, but it does bring up, because it's clearing. You're clearing all this old memory of wounds that have happened in childhood or even adulthood, whatever it is, things that are sitting inside that are blocking, might be blocking you from moving forward, or they might block your creativity, or whatever it is that's going on for you, or even, you know, going through any kind of trauma. You know, yoga is a wonderful practice to allow you to move through those in a gentle way, to know that you can be okay in whatever it is that's happening.
Mm. And so in your practice, I'm just laughing because we had Jennifer Drummond here a little while ago. And Jennifer is the belly dancing therapist.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think you should start calling yourself the yoga psychotherapist, because I think it sounds like it would be quite a niche, because I don't think there are many out there. And I think it is probably very powerful to assist people when they have a trauma. Because I know... I did a course in Tantra, and during some of the breath work, there were people that were going through a lot of trauma. And unfortunately, at that time, the teacher didn't know how to assist. And so breath work is really huge, especially when it has to do with moving the energy, and mm-hmm. you're focusing on moving that energy. So I could see where if you were doing postures with breath work and moving that energy that way, that issues could come up. So in your benefit, you know, you could be, you know, you do the therapy to assist them to understand and to work through it. So I think it's a wonderful match.
Oh, I think they go great together. And it was interesting because I was working at one studio, and I was looking for a new yoga place to practice yoga. And when the woman found out that I was a psychotherapist as well as a Kundalini yoga teacher, she was so ecstatic, because she felt that that's something that's missing in a lot of the teachers that are out there. They don't have the background to help people as they're going through the shifts emotionally, because yoga does. What it is a technology to help you to heal all of those wounds, as well as physically get your body in strength, to get your organs in strength, like to become... get your immune system built up. It's just, it does everything. It works on many, many, many levels. And it might seem simple when you're doing it, but there's a lot of deeper things that are happening. And, you know, some people move through them easily because they've done a lot of their own work already. And then other people find it really challenging because they're not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm there to facilitate some understanding, to offer ways of moving through it or whatever.
And with your psychotherapy, what is your predominant modality that you use?
I don't know that I really have a predominant modality. It really depends on the individual and what they need in the session.
Right.
You know, it's their session, it's not mine. I'm there to facilitate. And be compassionate and give them a room or a space to talk about whatever needs to be talked about, to let things come up so that secrets that are hidden in there can just come up and I can be there to facilitate them through it, to give them maybe a different perspective on what it is, and to really not get stuck in the emotion and to just move through it and allow them, give them tools so that they can, when those emotions or feelings or whatever comes up, they have a way of dealing with it and not get stuck in it.
Right. And I guess, you know, if you are going to combine it, then it would be combining some of the yoga practices with the psychotherapy that would assist people to move through that stuff.
If people are open to it, yes, definitely. I think most people are really open to breath, but it's interesting because a lot of people are not used to breathing.
Oh, I know.
And they don't even know how to breathe properly, and they breathe really shallow. So they're breathing in the upper part of the body as opposed to really breathing from the belly and bringing that breath in, and that exhale is to exhale all out that tension or whatever it is. And it's amazing, you know, to do 3 minutes of long deep breathing can lower your blood pressure. It just takes 3 minutes. It's an amazing technology. So
you seem to be very science-based.
I don't know that I am.
Okay.
I don't know that I ever have been. I just know that the technology works. It really, really works, because I can do one kriya. I can spend a half an hour doing a kriya, or I can do 11 minutes, and it has shifted everything for me in 11 minutes.
Well, I have to say that it is nice, because the credibility that gives you, that you can fall back on, allows you to, you know, do your work in a more powerful way. Because I think there are a lot of people out there that haven't been properly trained, and I think, you know, that's one case with yoga. It happens a lot. You can take a course and it can be, you know, a weekend, or that was in the old days, but you know, it can happen very quickly. Or you can take a month course where you're, you know, doing it, you know, just in a 30-day span, you're going through the whole course. And I don't know that they always assist you to understand the depth of what yoga can do, or, you know, the science or the technology behind it. So it is nice that you have, you know, a very broad base to pull on.
Well, and also, I mean, I continue to take more courses as well, right? I just finished the conscious communication course, and it's part of the yoga as well. And it's really teaching us another aspect and a different level. And the kriyas and the meditations, they work on such a deep level of really uncovering the unconscious beliefs or the unconscious thought patterns that we have. It really allows it to, you get an awareness, you can see what it is that lies below. It's a really powerful technology, and it's really helpful for me as a therapist as well to have, one of my clients, I mean, she said it was the most powerful, and she's been in therapy for many, many years, to do, because she's got whatever's going on, but she said the session that she did with me, doing the yoga and the traditional psychotherapy or whatever it is that we did, modalities that we did, was the most powerful session she'd ever had. So it's really profound when you bring the two together, because you can dialogue with it, you can work, and I also do, you know, can do muscle testing, I can work on the chakras, and just once I figure out which chakras are out of balance or, you know, not working properly, then I can give them a kriya too, to work on those chakras or those energy centers within the body that, you know, deal with the emotional components that are happening in their lives. So it's just great. The two things together are really great.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. So we're coming up to our time.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
It was okay.
So why don't you let people know how they can get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach me on through my website, www.lindaracicot.com. That's RACICOT.com. And my contact information is there, and my phone number, and a little bit more about me. And that's how you can get a hold of me. Or you can also come to Bart Smith's meditation retreat in Puerto Vallarta, where I will be teaching Kundalini yoga there.
And what about a studio where you're doing yoga?
I don't have a studio right now. Currently, I teach out of an ashram, college in Bathurst area. So, and that's all on my website where I'm teaching and my phone number and how to contact me. So,
all right, perfect. All right. Well, it was wonderful. So I hope you enjoyed yourself. And
thanks so much. It's been great.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.